out on this dude on the first date. They actually met in person. Why? Because he lied to her. 833-563-2539. We are Joe and Mackenzie and want to hear what you think about the situation. Would you have also walked out on your date if they would have lied to you about this? And maybe what has happened to you when you've been on a date? You actually meet somebody face-to-face. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Who are you? You're not the person I've been chatting with online. Now, here's the situation with this story. Is she been talking to this guy, and she thought he was attractive. Everything mm-hmm. was great. The thing that she walked out on the date was he said he was 6'1", because she doesn't want a man shorter than her. Well, the guy was only about 5'6". How does she know that? Because she's 5'7", and he was shorter than her, and she was not wearing heels to this date. Now, I don't know. Like, I'm 5'11", 6 foot. I guess when I wake up in the morning, I'm not a really tall guy, but I'm not short either. But is that a deal breaker for you, for example, Liv? Like, if the guy said he was one thing and another? Or just, I know some women have it that they're like, I can't have a man shorter than me. But it's not even that. It's the fact she says that he lied to her.
Okay, there's two things. Now, I think if a girl, you know, in her dating profile, if it's Tinder, Bumble, whatever it is, Hinge, if she's like, no guys under 6 foot, like, I think that is super shallow. I'm not into it. I'm not here for it. If you're not going to date a guy because of his height, I think that's so stupid and that's so crazy. But I think it also says something about a guy who lies about his height 7 inches off. He's not like 5'11 and trying to pass for 6'1". This dude was 5'6 trying to pass for 6'1".
I mean, seven inches makes the difference.
Exactly. I don't know if I would walk out on the date, but he's definitely not getting like a text back. He's definitely not getting a second date just because that guy clearly has some issues if he's lying about 7 inches.
833-563-2539. Let's clarify, the 7 inches is his height that he lied about. I don't know about the rest. But I mean, I don't think lying's right. You got to be honest with who you are. I hate when people in general, not even in dating profiles, but in life, I know people. I'm like, why are you using that as your publicity photo? That is from 15 or 20 years ago. Like, that's not you current day. Like, update your stuff. Chop side note, you still have chocolate all over your face. Can you please wash it off? Really bothering
me. I like
it. Okay, 833-563-2539. Would you have walked out on the date? Also, we want to hear those stories of you going on that first time meeting somebody, and you're like, who are you? Because that's not who I've been talking to online.
And I have a story of a friend who doesn't know if they saw her and left or they just never came.
Oh.
Isn't that the saddest?
Do you think she was deceiving the guy?
No, I think she's beautiful.
I didn't ask if you think she's beautiful. I said, did she lie to the guy?
I don't know.
Not lie, but like, does she over-edit her photos?
No.
Ladies, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with those filters. Sometimes we don't recognize you in person.
You got to be careful with that
face tune. Yeah, no kidding. Who are you? All right, it's 833-563-2539. Joe McKenzie. We'll hear about your stories of meeting for the first time. And if you think it's right or wrong that she was so upset over 7 inches that she walked on out.